Part 2. In prehistoric and early times, the Earth was visited by unknown beings from the cosmos. These unknown beings created human intelligence by a deliberate genetic mutation. The extraterrestrials ennobled hominids in their own image. That is why we resemble them, and not they us. Eric von Däniken, Chariots of the Gods. The sublime mental activities such as religion, altruism, and morality all evolved and have a physical base. Edward O. Wilson, On Human Nature, Harvard University Press. Chapter 4. Virtual Image. The Bradbury was a new ship. It used a technology far ahead of its predecessors on the commercial line, taking off from sea level under its own power instead of riding to the station at the top of one of the equatorial needles slung beneath a giant balloon. Bradbury was a huge sphere, titanically massive by earlier standards. This was Jacob's first trip aboard a ship powered by the billion-year-old science of the galactics. He watched from the first-class lounge as the Earth fell away, and Baja California became first a brown rib, separating two seas, then a mere finger along the coast of Mexico. The view was breathtaking, but a bit disappointing. The roar and acceleration of a jetliner, or the slow majesty of a cruise Zepp, had more romance, and the few times he had left Earth before, rising and returning by balloon, there has been the other ships to watch, bright and busy as they floated up to power station or back down the pressurized interior of one of the needles. Neither of the great needles had ever been boring. The thin ceram walls that held the 20-mile towers at sea-level pressures had been painted with gigantic murals, huge swooping birds, and pseudo-science fiction space battles copied from 20th century.